from the document Bestowing Contentment upon the Creator. We want to read excerpt number 15 from Bala Sulam from Ali 17. Our sages said, anyone who is proud, the Creator says, he and I cannot dwell in the same abode, as he makes two authorities. However, when one is in a state of ayin, absence, and annuls himself before the root, meaning that one's sole intention is only to bestow, like the root, you find that there is only one authority here, the authority of the Creator. Then, all that one receives in the world is only in order to bestow upon the Creator. This is the meaning of what he had said, the whole world was created only for me, and I to serve my Maker. For this reason, I must receive all the degrees in the world, so that I can give everything to the Creator, which is called to serve my Maker.
לשמש את קוני.
זאת אומרת, האדם...
Please. Now, we would like to read excerpt number 2 from this document, excerpt number 2, which is taken from the speech for the completion of the Zohar. Bala Sulam says, as the Creator does not think of himself, whether he exists or whether he watches over his creations and other such doubts, similarly, one who wishes to achieve equivalence of form must not think of such things as well, when it is clear to him that the Creator does not think of them, since there is no greater disparity of form than that. Hence, anyone who thinks about such matters is certainly separated from him and will never achieve equivalence of form. This is what our sages said. Let all your actions be for the sake of the Creator. That is, dvekut with the Creator. Do not do anything that does not yield this goal of dvekut. This means that all your actions will be to bestow and to benefit your fellow person. At that time, you will achieve equivalence of form with the Creator, as all his actions are to bestow and to benefit others, so you, all your actions will be only to bestow and to benefit others. This is the complete dvekut.
Yes.
I don't know
what. We will read the next excerpt. The next one is number 16. Going back to the document about bestowing contentment upon the Creator, it says the following. It's from Rabash, Article 390, Coercion and Inversion. A person has nothing to give to the Creator, as it is written, if you are right, what will you give him? All that one can give to the Creator is the intention called for my name. There is nothing more than he can give him, because the Creator has no deficiency so that he can be given something. And all that we give him is the intention. And even the intention for the sake of the Creator is not for the Creator's benefit, but for man's benefit. For by this, men will receive all the pleasures without the bread of shame. Since through equivalence of form, he emerges from receiving to a state of giving. At that time, a person can receive all the pleasures. This is called for my name. If the Creator can say that this place is my name, since the person said that he does not want anything for his own benefit, but everything is for the Creator, then the Creator can mention his name there, since the man has cancelled his own authority and made the place for the Creator. Then I will come to you and give you blessings. Then the blessings of the Creator can come. And all of the good that the Creator wishes to benefit His created beings.